We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Y'all Gaming, the only show on the internet that asks, are y'all gaming? How are you guys doing today? We're here with another episode. We know it's been a little while, but we are finally back. And guys, today, Y'all Gaming is presented by Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app and use code Y'all Gaming for a deposit match up to $100 if that's something you want to do. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But for right now, we're talking about some games. It's been a while, TK. How have you been, my friend?
I've been good, you know, been on the game grind. One of the games that I've been playing, we talked about a while ago, was Spiritfall, and it's come out in 1.0. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, you got to beat the game with every weapon, and then I think something major happens. I'm of 3 out of the 5 weapons, so I've been enjoying that. That's my, like, off-stream, you know, sit-on-the-couch-and-play type game.
Sure.
And that's been nice. So, yeah, other than that, though, you know, just gaming and commentary.
I was going to say, you just were at in Florida, right, for TNS.
Yeah, we did a little Tekken, a little Grand Blue, a little Smash Brothers. It was a good time.
We'll be talking about Tekken in just a little bit. Actually, I think that's probably going to take up the most of today, because the other two games are just for me. I don't think you played either of them, but we'll start off. Are you playing any Helldivers?
No, but like I've seen a lot about it, and I feel like I would play it, but like I also feel like I need a group of people to play it with.
Yes, right.
And I don't have a group of people that I would play it with yet. So, at least not that I know of. So, that's the only reason I haven't got it. But it definitely seems fun. I've watched a decent amount of the gameplay for it. It looks pretty fun.
Me, Larry, and Ray have been playing it a lot. I actually stopped because I got into Tekken. But I was on it a lot, and I love that game. Very good game. Did you ever play any? I mean, you play, like, the Warriors games, right? Like, Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
So, like, you know the whole, like, you know, dive into battle, kill 100 small enemies with one hit. It's kind of like that, the Musou game, however you want to, I don't know how it's said. But it's like that kind of deal.
Okay.
But it's so good. It's so good. I don't really know how to articulate it without actually playing the game. But
I mean, well, but what do you like about the game outside of, it's like, do you even like Warriors games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but the reason that it's not good because of that. Like, I've played a couple games sort of in this ilk, like Earth Defense Force is kind of similar, and there's a couple other things. It's very, have you ever seen Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
It's that. It's literally just that. Like, it's that movie one-to-one, but in a game. So, you drop on a planet, you're going to die, you get 20 lives, you're expected to die, it happens all the time, you could die in one hit. And you could call in, like, airstrikes, call down weapons. It's super cool. Really good with a group of friends. Would not recommend playing it alone, especially right now, because you can get kicked from a party for no reason. The game really, like, yeah, it's weird, because the game really encourages, like, camaraderie and, like, loyalty. And it's like, you could play with total strangers. And what I did, I was having a lot of fun. It was fine. But apparently now people are just being assholes. And they'll just kick you from the game for no reason, right before it's about to end, so you get no XP. So.
Wow.
Yeah, people are awful in the game now, and I think it might be just because the big rush is gone. But
what happened to that? What happened to that Dino game? Was it called Primal?
Exoprimal. Like, yep.
Yeah. What happened to that game, bro?
It's still there. It just, you know, let me.
I thought that was really about to be it, bro. I thought that was gonna be like Mecha Dynasty Warriors, man. It looked the gameplay trailer definitely looked like it was kind of selling me, and I think the way you're describing Helldivers makes you feel like it will kind of be like that.
Yes.
But maybe people just don't. I mean, who can? I mean, dinosaurs, bro, in 2024.
Like, it's not even that. Did you play Exoprimal?
No.
So I did. And the issue with it is that it was weirdly like it was PvE, but at the end it became PvP. So it's like you do all these PvE missions of like clearing out dinosaurs. And then at the very end, it was like, okay, now you fight the other team, which sucks because it's like that you might have some fun PvP matches in the last 5 minutes, or you're just going to have this like brain dead steamroll until that point. I think Helldivers does a good job because it makes the game crazy hard, and it you're not expected to win or last all that time. So it's like, okay, we're trying to do this together, and there's no PvP element or like me versus you. You're doing it together. You're trying, like, there's no reason to kill each other. You can, but there's no reason to do it. So I think that encourages a little bit more. Exoprimal, looking at it right now, has 76 players.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 24-hour peak of 116, all-time peak of just under 5K. So, but you're right. It fills that same kind of, like, shoot lots of enemies that are running at you, like, hundreds at a time. But it's just, I don't know. Helldivers is way better, bro. I don't know what else to say. It's very
good. Think, I like that idea, though, because that was another idea. The cycle did that, where, like, you did a bunch of stuff around the map or whatever. Like, there was objectives to do, and then there was a fight near the end. Like, you could fight while you're doing it, too, if your team, like, shows up near another team. Right. But, like, the whole point of it was, like, one team was supposed to get extracted or something at the end. So, you know, the place would close in on the chopper, and, like, all the stuff that you did would kind of matter near the end. And that was, like, a really cool idea of what I think was trying to be a BR, but it doesn't sound like Exoprimal was trying to be a BR. It sounds like it was trying to be, like, a Musou game with, like, a little extra element, and the extra element doesn't seem as fun, so... Exoprimal announced a Mega Man collab and some more suits in the... Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's weird, because it's like they're doing, like, weird collab... Like, they did a Street Fighter thing, they're doing that, but I don't think they, like, care about it. Like, that's... I don't know why they're putting all this stuff into it. That game is dead.
Like, Capcom they definitely make some weird decisions.
Yeah.
You have your flagships, you have your Street Fighter, and you have your Monster Hunter, and clearly they put it in that. But then you have some other games I feel like people are asking to bring back, and they're just like, nah. Nah, we're good on that, bro.
Like Power Stone 2.
Oh, well, okay.
Like Rival. Like, right. Well, I don't know if Rival Schools is their thing. Is that their thing?
It is.
Rival School. Oh, Rival Schools will be. We could bring that back too. That would be nice. They're still doing Mega Mans, but I feel like Mega Mans all feel like they're like. There's no innovation in the Mega Mans lately. I feel like
right.
It's just
they kind of.
Like,
they're kind of dead there.
I'm
a little. I've thought of Capcom so differently for the past, like, month and a half, because I saw there's some tweet that hit my timeline and it listed like all the richest companies in Japan, and obviously Nintendo's number one, they're huge, and then they showed a bunch of Japanese companies, and like Konami's really big because they're big into gambling and pachinko or whatever. Capcom is like poor.
Oh no.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, right? Because like Monster Hunter is huge, Resident Evil is huge, Street Fighter's doing really well, but Capcom is hurting. And when I see that, I'm like, oh, what franchises do they actually have? And it feels like they don't have as many as I think they do. You know what I mean? Like, they had all those fighting game franchises, but now they're putting all their eggs in the Street Fighter basket. So it's like, I don't know if we'll ever see those again.
I went to their little wiki real quick, and let's see. As far as their franchise, they have 19-4X, never heard of that. Ace Attorney, Bionic Commando, Breath of Fire, Cyberbots, Darkstalkers, Dead Rising, Devil May Cry, Dino Crisis, Dragon's Dogma, which just got a release, so that's good for them, I think. Final Fight, Ghosts and Goblins, which will never come out again.
No.
Lost Planet, Marvel's Capcom, Mega Man, Monster Hunter, Okami, Onimusha, Resident Evil, Power Stone, Rival Schools, Sengoku, Basara, Star Gladiator, Steel Battalion, Street Fighter, Strider, and Beautiful Joe. See, they could bring back Beautiful Joe, bro.
I guess.
Come on. All right, bro.
That sounds like a $30 indie title, bro. I don't. All right, you know, bro. I don't know if I'm feeling. That
was a good time, bro. It was a good time. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I forgot they have Dragon's Dogma, which is apparently like, you know, that new one's coming out soon or whatever. But
yeah, it's pretty big. But it does feel like there's like when I list all this, I think currently right now they have Ace Attorney out, Dragon's Dogma, which is finally coming back out, Marvel's Capcom, which. Honestly, they don't even really have that out. People are just still playing
right. The
older versions. Mega Man, Monster Hunter, Resident Evil, and Street Fighter are like really what they have going for them right now. So I don't know, man. I guess they are kind of struggling a little bit.
I didn't realize that Monster Hunter World was so big. Jesus, dude. 20 million sales. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. People love Monster Hunter, bro. Like, Monster Hunter World is still being sold, I think, even more than Rise. Even though Rise is the newest one. So yeah. I like Rise more because I just kind of like the movement of it. But I think that, like, if I were to jump back into a Monster Hunter, like, I definitely did not play Iceborne. So, like, there's no reason for me not to try to go back and see what Monster Hunter,
sure,
the old Monster Hunter is like. But there is this, like, there's a whole nother system in Rise that makes it so, like, there was a little more, I guess, action included into that. But yeah, I mean, I think people just really love Monster Hunter World. So yeah.
Yeah. I was blown away by those sales, because I always thought Monster Hunter would be like a niche series, but Jesus. Anyway, back to Helldivers. Had a lot of issues at the beginning. The servers were dead, bugging out all the time. I had a bug where you're supposed to be able to progress difficulty. So you start on, like, simple, then it's easy, then it's medium, hard, whatever. And the only way you can rank up is by doing a mission in the previous difficulty. But it wouldn't let me off easy, and I was level, like, 20. So I'm, like, not having any fun. I had to play with my friends to, like, keep ranking up. And I went to their server, and they just kept telling me, like, yeah, we're looking into it. We don't know how to fix it. It's a known issue, blah, blah, blah. By the way, and this is completely off topic, one of the most irritating things to me in a Discord server is when they make me play their little games or do their stupid ritual to get in. I went to the Helldivers Discord, not because I want to be part of a community, but because I'm pissed off about this bug. And I go in, and they're like, hello, comrade. Whose side are you fighting for? Are you on the side of Super Earth, or are you a bug menace? Shut the fuck up, man. I'm like, actually mad. I paid you $40 to play the game, and I'm not able to, and you're trying to make me do this fun little roleplay thing. I was so mad, dude. I hate it when servers do that. Just get me to support so I can figure out how to fix my issue. I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
Let me in, man.
I get that. Yeah, that sounds very unfun, I will say.
It made me furious. But yeah, Helldivers is great. You're right. You should only play it with people. I feel like it's not fun in solos, but, you know, it's a good time. It's a good time. Guns feel good. They're putting out patch updates. Very hard, which I think is refreshing. So, good game, though.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to talk about your other game, which I keep seeing a lot more people playing. It seemed like something I would like because it's a roguelike, but
yes,
it's a deck builder, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll keep this one short. You should play Balatro. I don't know if you should play Balatro, like you, TK, looking through the screen. I don't know if you should play Balatro. Yeah, you, Balatro. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But I think other people should play Balatro because I think it's very good. It is a roguelike, but it's not really a deck builder because, I mean, I guess it technically is. It follows poker rules. So the idea is you get a deck of cards, so 52 cards, and you just play poker hands and try to beat scores. And then you get sort of modifiers that change things. So, like, extra points on a flush, extra points on two pair, whatever. And there's some really inventive stuff. It's just very good. I don't know what to say. There's nothing to it. There's not a story. There's no intrigue. It's just a good-ass game. I don't really have anything beyond that.
Okay. Good-ass game, Balatro. Yeah. Good out of 10. Should play, but maybe not me because that's not my type of game. But maybe it could be my type of game, but probably isn't, though.
I was going to say, it's like, it's a roguelike, but it's not, there's not any action or skill expression, or it's not like a combat thing. It's literally just you get better at it as you go, and you can get random modifiers. But it's not like a roguelite in the way that, like, you progress. I don't know how to put it. It's weird, but it's very good, and I like it a lot. And you should play it.
Skill expression is such a fucking... That's not a melee-coded word, bro. I don't know why.
You think so?
Anytime I hear skill expression, I'm like, all right, melee. You know.
You think it's like a platform fighter on Steam trying to, like, appeal to you? Yeah.
Yeah, every time. So, yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, no, but we have wave dashing. Okay.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Cool. Anyway. Yeah, but I get you, though. I won't say that I would never play it. I just would say, you know what? I'm going to put it on my wish list, and if it goes on sale for a reasonable price, Balatro is $15 to play poker?
Yeah, but it's good-ass poker, though. It's good. List. It is so addicting, man. Like, it is... I've wasted so many hours playing that game, and it's so good. And it's so stupid. It's the same thing over and over. I kind of fallen out of it now, but that's just because I've been playing so much Tekken, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Yeah, but before we do, I got to tell you about who's presenting y'all gaming this week. Prize Picks. So what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on about 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you can watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks, very simple way to do this kind of daily fantasy stuff. You can actually win up to 100 times your money right now on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks, turning $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And now they got conference tournaments, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. March Madness, right? That's going on right now, I think. You can be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men and women's college basketball. Guys, download the app today and use code YALLGAMING for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's right, a first deposit match of up to $100. It's highly encouraged to say this line as well. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. I don't know why that was in the CTA. That was a little. It is highly encouraged for you to download the app. Check out Prize Picks. Use code YALLGAMING. $100 prize match. Check it out. Sir. Prize Picks.
All right, yeah, if you guys are not prize picking, well, you should be prize picking. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Tekken 8.
Thank you, Prize Picks, and thank you, Tekken 8, for being a great game. But first, before I say how great of a time I'm having, let's hear how you're feeling about it.
True. You want me to open it up? You want me to start it out?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Well, I already know how you feel about it. Well, you could tell the people.
I'll tell the people. So, in case you guys didn't know, I was in CJM's Tekken Slam event. This past weekend, I got a hit up last week. CJM was like, "Do you want to learn how to play Tekken?" I was like, "I guess." He said, "How much have you played?" I said, "I played Tekken 4 or 5 or whatever was on the PS2, the one that Feng debuted in, which I think was 5. And I played 5, Feng, yeah. And I mashed like anybody else. I don't know anything about Tekken." He's like, "Good, you're going in the beginner group." I said, "Fine." Had a training stream where I was like, "All right, I got to learn Tekken very quickly." And then I just kind of caught the bug. And from there, I just went super hard. I just kept playing it, loved the game, had a lot of fun. Didn't really engage with the systems, I think, in the way that, like Tekken is supposed to be fun because you are constantly learning and progressing and finding new stuff that the opponent does and finding ways to beat it. It's like you're finding new ways to kind of cheat the game. And I think that Tekken's appeal really is that, I mean, obviously tier lists are a thing, but I think every character has a tool for nearly every issue, and you can kind of play any character like a boss character. It's just like they're just so powerful in some hands and in some circumstances, and I think that's really cool. But my ass was just mashing my very simple, easy flow chart, which was based on, you know, Reeds and Oki. And I played it a lot. And at the end of the day, I like Tekken. I think it's a great game. It's a lot of fun. I don't want to play it anymore because ranked play is annoying. I'm sure it's very fun at the local level, but I've fought so many Jhins that just hold down the whole game and go for their one little launcher that'll do 50% of my health. And it's like, I can beat this, but it's not fun. Like, I'm not having fun with this. I could just slam you with mids because I know you're holding down every single time. But, like, and is it worth learning that for 30 characters and the habits of all those things and all the different moves just to get the high elo so I can actually have fun and then I'm going to get blown out by good people? You know what I mean? It's Tekken has so much to learn and so much to adapt to and play that it's just... It's too deep for me, man. I think if I played it instead of League of Legends in my 20s, I would have had a lot more fun. But now, just can't do it. Too deep.
I feel like that was my point, is that you were like, the things that you have an issue with, you do not have an issue with in other games because you just played them for a long time. So,
yes.
Like, you know, if you were to jump into League right now, like it's been years, right? Like you played when TF like was the like announced or something. I don't know. Like, you play like maybe for like a year after that, and then you stop playing all the way up until today. Yes. And you hopped in and you're like, what the fuck are all these characters doing? I feel like you'd feel the same way about League as you do Tekken. Because yeah, there is a learning curve there. What the other people can do and like, you know, what they're trying to do and whatnot. But I think that's like one of the fun parts of the game. Like I think also because I'm just coming from like a more fighting game background now. I've just been picking up fighting games. And also don't like take my losses. I think I just have like a different mindset when it comes to losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because like half the time, like when I lose, I'm like, all right, whatever that was, either I didn't know it or I just wasn't thinking. And then I'll be like, and if I wasn't thinking, that's on me. And if I didn't know it, I can go and learn it.
Sure.
And it's very quick to learn things. Like when I first played against Reyna, I probably lost like the first six Reynas I did. And then all I did was do the one punishment training. I didn't look at none of her moves. I just did one punishment training. And then I beat the next six Reynas after that. And I was like, and now like, you know, we take more time to look at stuff because, you know, for commentary, it's good for me to know all that shit. But
right.
As a player, yeah, people like have bad habits. And like, I think one of the good feelings about that, I know why you don't like it because like, oh, these people are just trying to spam their launchers. One of the good thing feelings about that is like knowing someone's game plan is just circled around that and then blowing them up for it. So every time now that someone ducks and I launch them for ducking, I'm like, stand up, idiot. Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? Stand up. Like, what is your punish now that I'm not throwing highs out the entire time? So yeah, the game, I don't know. I love it, but I also like Tekken 7 a lot too. The story mode was great. I haven't done all of the little personal stories yet, but I hear those they have some pretty funny endings too. The game definitely needs work on the back end when it comes to online. Online is abysmal sometimes. And I don't even think that's like, I don't even think it's like everybody's fault. I mean, obviously people should go get hardwired, but at the same time, one of the things I saw too is that people who have a bad PC and they try to benchmark, the benchmark does not set you at an area that it actually helps. So if you bring your laggy ass PC online, we're still losing. Like, I'm still going to have a laggy match with you because your PC can't handle, you know, the game. Yeah. Plus you probably being online at the same time. So then my PC suffers because of that. So yeah, not a cool thing by any means. I think I've seen a lot of complaints about the system because there's been more of the more obnoxious parts of the systems. I think power crushes are a bigger thing in this game, especially with heat smash also being a power heat burst being a power crush. Heat smash damage, people have been talking about that. Some people's heat smash are better than ever. Some people's heat system is just better than other people's heat system. So like they're prioritized to stay in heat or just immediately use it. You know, some characters are allowed to just press buttons on you all day, and that gets kind of annoying and overwhelming. But it is supposed to be an offensive game, so I kind of get it. At the same time, though, yeah, I don't think it's a perfect game by any means, but I definitely am enjoying it, playing it a lot right now. So, yeah, I don't know. Playing it, watching it, it's very nice.
I tried to go into the replay mode to learn some stuff, and I went into several replays, and it never had anything for me. There are literally no tips. Like,
oh, it never popped up.
It might be one tip a game, and I think it's because I'm not blocking enough, which is like, you know, that's my issue, is I'm pressing, so I'm getting blown up and counter hit or whatever. But it would literally have nothing for me except for like one round out of, you know, out of five, it would tell me something, and I'm like, okay. The thing that killed me is like I hear what you're saying about like, you know, seeing somebody's habit and blowing it up. It's just, I feel like I'm fighting the same habits and the same people. Like, every Jhin is ducking and going for the launcher. Every Reyna is 1-1 and just slamming my block. And I'm like, all right, like, I know how to beat this. It's just, like, I'm not engaged with it in any way. Like, it's like, I know what the right play is. Either I do the right play and beat you, or I dick around and try to do other stuff, and then I lose. And it's like, that's not fun for me because they get to have fun by mashing what they're doing, and I have to respond in one way. Does that make sense?
Would you like? Would you like to mash though?
Maybe. I think I'd
you
like
should
mashing.
Play. You should play Law, bro.
Yeah, I was Law, thinking that. I think it might be the character I'm playing. I was thinking that too.
Law, like, when the game starts, there is no concern of what's going on the other side of the screen, bro. Like that.
Sure.
All you want to do is do what works for you, and if you lose, it's like, all right, I just didn't get a chance to do what works for me enough. Right. But because, like, I think I'm gonna probably sit around and mess around him, because, like, I've always liked that character, but I've never played him in any of the games seriously. Like, you know, when Tekken 3 came out and it was all about who's got the coolest kicks, he was one of them. It was him, Huarang, and Eddie. So. Yes. Like, that was you played one of those three characters. But now that I'm an old man and can, like, actually understand gameplay and flow, I'm gonna fuck around and play some Law, bro. That character seems kind of fun. But yeah, he's one of those characters I feel like you can just press buttons and people gotta respect it. And people don't know strings, they start getting blown up. It's a good time.
I was thinking that maybe since I was so stuck on this King thing, there might be another character that's more fun.
I'm surprised you didn't like Paul.
I kind of liked Paul, but he's too, like, I think he is a simple character, but he still engages with the systems of the game in a very simple way. I think King, you can not engage with Tekken. It's just like, okay, I do grabs. If you mash on grabs, I do Power Crush. If I hit Power Crush, I kill you. Like, you could keep winning. You keep being aggressive. I feel like King doesn't have to really play Tekken. I think he does what you were talking about, where it's like you just kind of run your offense and you could just win off that. I tried playing a little bit, like when I would fight those Jhins I'm talking about, I would try to play more honestly in neutral, in quick play, because I'm like, all right, I'm not risking anything. Let me play more honestly. And I would lose unless I spam Power Crush. And they didn't know what to do about Power Crush, but if I Power Crush, they die. And it's like, I think there's just, it's discovering that the mid-level for this game is so huge, and people don't know shit, even still, like, even in purple, people don't know how to play the game. They know how to do their thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, even some blues do that, bro. I played a Victor the other day that I swear, I don't know, he must have been doing a challenge, because it was all a Power Crush and Expulsion.
Sure.
And I was like, you made it up to blue like this? There's no way. Like, and so I was like, all right, bro. Well, you know what, man? It's going to work on somebody. And it apparently worked on enough people for you to get to blue. He also also lost and immediately left. So I think I know how he got to blue.
But yeah.
One of those, I don't do the run back. Like, if I lose, I just lose. I'm like, all right, bro.
I've heard that there's a lot more one and doneers and plug friends in blue. Like, a lot more pluggers in blue.
Yeah, I think I haven't had that happen too often yet, but also I got to blue and I've been playing mostly like quick match now, just because I've been learning a bunch of other characters. But I've been seeing a lot on the timeline, at the very least. These people they take this rank shit very seriously. And like, I'm thinking about it now, it's like the caliber of people I play depending on rank doesn't really seem to change as much. So like, I could still lose to somebody that's like in red if they know the matchup, but I could beat somebody that's in higher blue if they don't know the matchup. So I'm just kind of like, it's a person thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's weird because Tekken has so many different ways to be good, but I don't know how to phrase this exactly. Like, the game is so deep. It has so many different characters. It has so many different ways to be good that you could still surprise people. So I'm still surprised that a lot of the playstyles that I fight are the same. But you're right in that every once in a while I'll run into somebody that's, like, unique and, like, has a different approach to a matchup that's, like, interesting. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's where it's fun. It's just, I think Tekken itself is just so, I think it's a lifestyle. Like, it's a game that you play, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's a game that you play, not exclusively, but it can be your main game, and you can put so much into it, and you get out what you put in. It's just, do you want to take that plunge?
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a pretty good way to look at it. I think, when it comes to this game in comparison to like other fighting games, or other fighting games in general, because I think it's the only 2D game that really like stays up. Like, obviously, you know, you have Virtual Fighter, you have Soul Calibur, but like, they're very, very niche on the fan basis. So, like, and, after it comes out, you know, you may get like a nice little boom, but like by this time in both those games, lifestyle or lifespans is probably down to like 500 players or something, like on a regular basis.
Yeah, of course.
Tekken is doing a really good job of holding up its player base, probably because multiple genres, or not multiple genres, multiple platforms and whatnot. Plus, you know, the story is very engaging, which I think brings a lot of people in as well, too. But yeah, no, I think you do have to learn quite a bit about the game in some capacity. Like, there are some characters you might see a lot of the same characters at times. You know, I feel like I fight Dragon off a lot and I fight Reyna a lot. But then, like, I fight a random Yoshi and I lose to that Yoshi and I'm like, damn, I don't know what that guy was doing. So I should probably go learn that just in case. And yeah, no,
you'll
so
never
I get
see
it.
Another one for another like 2 months. You're not gonna see another Yoshi. You know?
Well, when I see him, I'm trying to make sure he knows that I know that I know. You know, so I get it.
I looked at the characters. There are 32 Tekken characters, and I think I'd be happy with 20. That's obviously a crappy thing to say for somebody who's a tourist in the game. It's kind of like, take out people for me to enjoy it. So it's not like that. It's just more like I prefer smaller rosters, I think. And I think that's why I like Street Fighter VI, is because, like, I think it had 18 characters at the start, something like that, like 20. Whenever I was saying this to my coach, Brawl Pro, during the Seijam thing, it's like there's a certain type of character in Tekken 8. And I don't mean to sound, like, misogynistic during Women's Month. It's not that. I have fought so many, like, women characters that just mash on my shield, and I don't know when the string ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fight Reyna and Lily and Asuka and Nina and Xiaoyu. And it's weird because they just hit me over and over and over, and I'm blocking. And I'm like, what the fuck? What do I do? And when I fight, like, Law, he has very distinct, like, oh, he did a big backflip and this combo is over. You get what I'm saying? Like, he has a very distinct, like, this is the end of my combo. Now, Lars doesn't. Lars is, like, one of those characters, but I never
see him. He slides, bro. He slides. Know?
He's on the ground all the time, so I just block low and hope that works.
Hard for women, bro.
Yeah. Also, why are women harder to combo in Tekken? What's going on with that?
I don't think that's necessarily true. In fact, the bears are actually the hardest characters to combo because of their fucking weird stubby leg thing they got going on.
I can tell you for King, I have...
You have that. Yeah, small body, so you can't do the certain pickup.
Yeah, I couldn't do the kicks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's their month, so...
Okay, so we're getting a patch in April.
We're getting a patch in April. Women's
up in the hitboxes.
Her box is up by 10%.
The body now, positivity patch. I like that. Yeah. Okay. I dig that. Ladies putting on a little, you know?
A quality patch, bro. Sure. Equal rights and less for everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel it. Yeah. Well, anyway, before we get canceled, that's it for this. Have you played Cult of the Lamb?
Yeah, I didn't really like it. Why? Okay.
I don't know. I keep getting like the whole, hey, bro, like you should play this because you like action roguelikes. I'm like, well, okay. But it has not appealed to me yet. But I keep getting like the thing that's like, you should play this game next.
Right. I mean, it's technically right up your alley because it is like a roguelike thing. But the problem is that the gameplay sucks. I can tell you that. Like,
well, then that's not up my alley. I don't like.
Well, no. Here's the thing. The base building is fun. Like the village sim and like, you know, building your town or whatever. That's kind of cool. Finding your characters and stuff like that. Getting the animals. That's cool. The action itself, like the combat and stuff, is bad, I think. Because it's like in this weird 2D kind of thing, and it's not clear about when you're going to get hit or not. It's very, like, mushy. Did you play Moonlighter?
Oh, no. My camera's about to break. Whoops. I did not.
You didn't play Moonlighter? Okay.
No.
I'm trying to think of a game, like, because there are a couple of those, like, roguelites that are, like, half and half. Oh, bro lost his
did
color.
A break?
Bro looks like Blade Runner. Look at the colors on this. Bro's desaturated. That's fine. We were gonna cut off soon anyway.
But let me
It's all good. You could. Oh, he's gone. There. All right, I'm back. He reset it.
All right.
Yeah, it's like fake Hades combat, but worse. Yeah, because the enemies are just not. Anyway, you might. Like,
no, I'm good.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. It's fine. I have enough roguelikes in my. I still got some I need to beat later. I got a bunch of stuff. Yo, Twitter has been like somehow marketing me games now too, and like three of those are on my wish list now. I saw CyberCorp. I saw Fallen Tier: The Ascension. I don't know. Like it's just I was wind blown. I was like, what the hell are these? And they just kind of scrolled down, and there they were. So Yeah, I think the next thing we'll probably talk about eventually, and it's not coming out this month, but something I'm looking forward to in the next month is that Gigantic is coming back. Right. I got a chance to play the beta. That was very fun. And it comes back April 9th. So I'm sure we'll have a show between then, but I just know that that's the next game I'm looking forward to.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what I'm playing next. I'm about to get into Mario Baseball, I think. But
what do you mean, like, get into it? Like,
there's like a competitive side to it. And we might host like a tournament for people. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah, we're figuring it. I don't, because I'm done with Tekken. There's no other fighting games coming out, right? We're kind of. Oh wait, Multiverses. Woohoo, Multiverse. Dude, I watched your video. You felt this, dude. I don't. Man, what was that? Good Lord, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, before we get out of here, so Multiverses, I don't know if you guys saw, but they were doing that thing that was like, yo, bro, check, check, we got these announcements. Oh,
eyes
shit.
Emoji.
Oh, it's about to go down. And then it was, first of all, the time was absolutely atrocious. Who the fuck?
6 a.m. on the West Coast. Yeah.
Absolutely insane, bro. And we get the video, and the video is Tony coming back and being like, yeah, bro, so... we're in UE5, which, great, okay. The internet's better, and here's two new stage concepts. That's it. Now, they showed us some gameplay, because it did look different than the other. Like, a lot of the characters look bigger for some reason, but, like, they didn't, like, go over any of the gameplay mechanics on what has changed, if anything has even changed, you know, what they have, like, tried to fix or whatever, if there's any balances. No, nothing. Like, nothing about that, just, hey, we have better internet, and it's in UE5. Now, why did I need a week's worth of hyping for y'all to give me?
Well, they're back-end updates. They're not for players or for people to get excited for. Like, I watched it again last night. I'm like, am I a hater? And I watched it on screen. What Tony said was, the game works, it has moves, it has characters who will have new moves and mechanics, and it is online. And I'm like, that's awesome, man. That's great.
Yeah. Love, I think they have a dash attack now. That's nice. Thank you for the dash attack. However, like, I would, if you've been gone for like 8-9 months and your first update back cannot be the game works, but we're not showing you how it works. Like, that just, that's not how that works.
They
bro.
Just
like,
told us so much, but they didn't show anything, man. Like, I don't know. It's endlessly, and I think, I don't know about you, I'm upset because I love Multiverses and I want it to succeed, and I don't, with this kind of marketing, man, like, I don't see it happen. Now, I did see somebody, they, and I don't know if you talked about this in your video, I can't remember, I had somebody who made a point that this might be because of the McDonald's thing, because they had the McDonald's promo, and maybe they were locked in for that, and the game's not ready right now, but they had to get locked in for March. So they're like, okay, we have to push out something before this McDonald's thing. So let's, which makes sense, but like, damn, that sucks. Poor devs, you know?
I think straight up, if Multiverses fails again, I'm kind of like, I'm giving up on the genre of of platform fighters, bro, because none of these shits can ever stick. Outside of, like, you have Rivals, which I won't even say Rivals is like sticking. I think it's sticking to the niche that we already have. So,
I,
like,
agree.
Smash players like Rivals. Yep. But, like, I don't really know a lot of people that, like, never played a platform fighter. And they're like, you know what really fucking slaps right now, bro? Like, I don't, you're not going to see some guy just randomly bust out Rivals at, like, a house party. Like,
exactly,
that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know? So, but Multiverses has the IP to do that, you know? So, but, and so did Nick. And Nick is not doing well either. So, I'm like, all right, you people who have these big IPs keep hiring teams that either are suck at marketing or are focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then the game fails. Now, if it fails again, yeah, it's just Smash. Because, like, Smash is Smash, right?
Right.
Multiverses has the IP to be a Smash competitor. It didn't. Nick had the IP to be a Smash competitor. It didn't. There's other good games. Like, I think that Combo Devils is very fun. I think that Rivals is very fun. But I don't think that's marketed toward just casual players. So the casual player will not find the fun in that, but the person who does like platform fighters will find it. So when you're taking a little bit of this little bit, it's hard to sell a game. So therefore, I'm starting to think that platform fighters are just a hard thing to sell, you know?
I was thinking that I never really thought of it until the way that you put it, which is like nobody's busting that out at a house party. If somebody busted out Rivals of Aether at like a rager, like a keg party, what the fuck is that guy's problem? That guy's weird, man. Imagine that. Like it doesn't have the vibe, man. That's like,
yo, who got the rival?
Yo, I'm trying to play some Zetterburn. Yo, bro, come on. They got Claren in this? Like,
oh man.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, I think you're right that Rivals will like always be stuck, like it's stuck on Smash in that way. That's weird.
Yeah. So only Smash can get away with that. And even then, when I did go to a house party, I hated when people did that. Because what it delved down to was someone always knew who I was and they would lose and they'd be like, bro, you can't, like, you might, but you can't be. And then now here I am stuck at the Smash setup beating a bunch of people who think they would like, I can beat them. No, you can't. I don't know you. You cannot beat me. I don't care. Like, and then here it is. I'm playing Pichu and Melee against your fucking Link. And you're like, damn, that guy's really good. No, I'm not. Like, you're just really bad. Like,
the funny thing is, it always happened where, like, you'll be, like, playing free-for-alls with items on random characters. And then somebody finds out that you're good. And like, yo, let's get a one-on-one. I want you to try. Pick your best character. I'm like, nah, man. I don't want to pick my best character. Go ahead. Pick your best character. I'm like, I don't. Dude, come on, let's not kill the vibe. And like two other people are in the free for all, and they're like, "No, let's just play free for all." He's like, "Nah, let me get this one on one," because he's trying to show off to them. You know what I mean? He's trying to, and you're just like, "Dude, come on, let's." It's weird when the casual players are the competitive ones, because you're like, "Man, we're not trying to make it all serious. We're having a good time."
And now look at you getting pillar comboed. Like, who asked for this, okay? I was fine not playing Falco. You asked me to play Falco, and now you can't play the game. How does that
feel? And now I look like a dork, because now everybody can see how good I am. Now you made us both look bad, bro. It's just, it's messed up. But that's Y'all Gaming, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got another episode next week, maybe. We'll have something to talk about. Thanks to Prize Picks for sponsoring this episode. You going to stream?
Yeah, I'm going to go play some Law, so y'all should come through and watch that and see if I can learn some Law in record time. So,
have fun.
Yeah.
When you rank up, how does it, like, how do your other characters rank up? Are you in, like,
I think all my characters
are
currently,
Ranger?
I think they're all in
blue.
I think they're all in red now, or.
Damn, they go to red?
They're either red or Eliminator, one or the other. But, like, I can get anybody to red immediately because red is – that's a fake rank, bro.
Sure.
Fake-ass rank, bro. Yeah, man. Anyway, click this. Hit follow if you haven't already and or just show up because that's where we're going to go.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Go watch TK's stream. We'll see you next week for Y'all Gaming. But that's going to do it. Goodbye.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.